Dr. Sanjay Gupta joins us, an American neurosurgeon. You see him on CNN all the time. He's an assistant professor of neurosurgery at Emory University School of Medicine. Also the author of Big Hits, Broken Dreams, a book that focuses on high school football and the dangers of brain injuries. Dr. Gupta, thank you so much for your time today. We appreciate it.
Thanks for having me. Really appreciate it.
Well, you know, I had a story yesterday. It was Tony Dorsett, a former NFL player, saying he has trouble remembering things. He forgets names. He walks into a room and doesn't remember why he walked in there, and he's convinced that a lot of this comes from his NFL playing days and several concussions, and he's part of this big lawsuit against the NFL. I'm glad this is coming to attention now, because you see people, the phrase, getting their bell rung all the time in football, and you don't ever hear really much about the after effects of that.
Yeah, you really don't, and I think for a long time, Ernie, it was sort of conjecture, hypothesis, and just really over the last couple of years has the science emerged to where we can say, look, here's what happens to your brain, and here's what that looks like as well. I mean, some of these scientists in Boston, the Boston Sports Legacy Institute, some of the work is difficult work to do, Ernie, because they have to. They're essentially asking people to donate their brains when they die, and yeah. You know, people may die for a totally unrelated reason. But now they have over 100 brains, and they're finding this evidence of changes in the brain that could cause the memory loss that you were just alluding to, can cause depression, can cause anger, it's becoming more than just anecdotal.
All right. Now, as we find this type of information out, what can be done in the game of football? It's probably, arguably, the most popular game in the country right now. What can we do to make players safer so they don't experience these kind of injuries?
Well, you know, I've been investigating this for a year, so there's a lot of different things. But let me just give you two relatively simple ones. One is the most catastrophic consequence of a concussion is if someone were to get a second concussion while they're still healing from the first. That is something known as second impact syndrome. And it's remarkable the number of high school players that likely die from this in any given year. And it's something, again, that's just coming more to the forefront in terms of its recognition. The best way I sort of describe it is if you had a bruise in your arm because someone punched you in the arm, you have a pretty good idea that's going to heal. It'll take a few days. But if the next day someone were to punch you in the arm again in that same spot, it would hurt a lot more. Think of your brain the same way. A concussed brain is an injured brain. It is inflamed. It is swollen. It is red. It is likely to heal. But if you get another concussion before it heals, you turn a bad situation into a catastrophically worse situation. So it's simple. Rule number one, I mean, just keep players off the field if they've had a concussion until they heal. That's just it's just common sense when you understand that. The second thing I'll just say really quickly is that when you think about players like Dorsett, think about lots of other players, the number of hits that they've taken over their career, not concussions necessarily, but hits overall. Average high school player takes about 650 hits a season. The vast majority of those come in practice, about 70%. Coaches who are forward-thinking on this think, okay, once a player has mastered a concept or mastered a drill, they may not need to hit their head into some obstructive device 30 or 40 times every practice to keep, you know, that skill up. So you can greatly reduce the number of head hits overall.
You know, as you watched a high school game, kids will never. No, they're fine. They're fine. They come off the field. They're fine. They may be seeing double, but they're fine. They want to get back in there and play. And that's true. Most athletes are like that. How do you know? How do you know a kid's had a bad situation? How do you know if it's an official concussion or it's just he got his bell rung?
Well, you know, it's interesting because people do talk about these in sort of vague terms.
Yeah.
A concussion is a very specific type of injury. It basically means that the way that you perceive the world or sense the world has changed somehow. You may have blurriness of vision. You may have you may feel like you're hearing out of a tin can. You may have numbness. Point is that someone who's trained in this, a doctor or an athletic trainer, someone who's trained in the diagnosis of concussion, can figure that out. There's some simple sideline exams. If you've been watching the football games this season, you've seen these trainers do the sideline exams at the professional level. And if it's still unclear, like the person's really maybe trying to minimize symptoms so they can get back in the game, but the trainer has their doubts. A lot of times they have these testing, these cognitive tests that they do at the beginning of the season, and then they repeat those tests if there's some question. If the player is performing worse than they did before, then that's more evidence that the brain is not completely healed. It's not a perfect science, to your point, but you could do a lot better, exponentially better than we do now.
All right, let me ask you, I have about a minute left, but I wanted to ask you, how do people keep their minds healthy and lucid, and how do you avoid these kind of things? I was thinking of Senator Mark Kirk. He had a stroke. He's only 52 years old, and that kind of thing, it's worrisome.
You mean overall, just
yeah? How do you keep your body and mind healthy so these kind of things, maybe you can avoid them or at least put them off until later on?
And the same things. For the vast majority of people, they know what to do right by their bodies, and the evidence shows that the things that you do keep your body healthy can also keep your brain and your mind healthy. I personally, as a neurosurgeon, I think about this all the time, but I have found, for example, doing something new. As often as I can do it, even every day if I can, just something new. When you're a kid, Ernie, life seems to go so slow.
Yes.
The summer vacations last so long. It's because everything was new back then, and it was great, it was wonderful, and your mind was growing in leaps and bounds. As you get older, you do the same thing. It feels like drudgery, and time just speeds by. Do something new every day, and it can, I think, besides the obvious, taking care of your health and eating the right foods, just exercising your mind in that way can make a big difference.
Take a look at the book. It's something everybody should read. Big Hits, Broken Dreams. This is Dr. Sanjay Gupta. Thank you so much for coming on. I appreciate your time today.
Thanks, Ernie. Appreciate it.
All right.